Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, I skipped totally last week and I am marinating with the fact of maybe I'll podcast like 2 times a month. I don't know, we'll see. I love y'all and I love podcasting. I'm just trying to fit it in with these other pieces. I'll give you guys a little sneak peek of what's coming up, but I have a fun free offer that's going to be 4 days, 4 ways you can turn your setbacks into setups. And that's going to be an online program that anybody can get for free. I have been working on all the video and they're going to be a workbook for it. Anyway, it's going to be awesome. So nobody knows about that, but now you guys do. And that's coming. And then I have been working on a new grieving seminar that I'm going to be launching November 10th. 2020, and for anybody experiencing grief or loss, and it's a 6-week course. Anyway, I have been like buried in the curriculum and just really being prayerful and trying to figure out what I can say and do to help those and experiencing grief and loss that need guidance and help and to know that they're not alone, because grieving is lonely. So that is what I have been working on. And I'm also going to be doing mentoring and happiness coaching. Anyway, so my plate has been full, plus my 3 sweet babies and all the other stuff that goes along with that. So I have not thought about you guys. So I am thinking about you, and I have been marinating with what I wanted to talk about. And with the virus and pandemic and everything going on, it started me to think about what's contagious. And it's not just a virus or something that's medical. Contagious can be hate, bashing, anger, but also things that can be contagious are love and light and hope. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? When do you have a friend? Oh my gosh, I totally do. That when you are around them, it sucks like all the energy out of the room. They are negative Nancy, they're a negative Nester, or whatever. It is like Eeyore has entered the room. And it's draining. And I get everybody has a bad day here and there, but somebody that's consistently negative is exhausting, right? And they leave and it's just like, ugh. It affects your mood, right? Your energy, your light. And it is contagious, your attitudes, your behaviors. Or put yourself in the next situation where you're around somebody that's positive and kind and nice. How do you feel, and how does it make you want to go and make others feel? And it's not just talking warm fuzzies. They did, in the biological psychology, they did a study, and there was 104 college students, and they had them watch just amusing videos, and they were monitoring their brains, and then they had them watch heroic acts of kindness in different videos. And it literally lit up their brain when they saw those acts of kindness in multiple areas that release the desire to want to go and do that yourself. It is contagious. It's proven that that act of itself, being kind and witnessing kindness, makes you want to go and be kind. Have you ever had your food or drink paid for in a drive-thru line? Oh my gosh, I have, and it has been life-changing for me and my sweet kids sitting in the car. And it has been so fun in the future, you know, fast forwarding in the future, to be able to sneak and do that for others and then drive off, and the excitement that my kids get knowing how that feels, so many times in my late husband's cancer fight, we had so many people do so many kind things for us, and my heart is forever changed from those acts of service and kindness and love. I remember we were at a yogurt place and we were just sitting there, and it was my husband and my three sweet kids, and it had been a heavy week. And anyway, we were just kind of getting away with a little escape. Well, this lady comes up who doesn't even know us and gave us a $20 bill and said, "Hey, I wanted to buy your guys' yogurts today. You guys just look like such a sweet family." And I left that day, that yogurt place, knowing that I wanted to be able to be in a financial situation to do that for people. And it's not even finances, right? It could be a smile. It could be, "Hey, how are you doing?" So many times you can pinpoint through your life, if you start Rolodexing those events of how kindness has mattered to you and it's stuck. How many times can you remember somebody who said something nice to you when you were little, or you were an adolescent and you were growing and you just knew how much that meant to you? And they probably have no clue and no idea, but we are powerful. The ripple effect that kindness has is undeniable. There's this really great quote by Joseph B. Worthlin in 2005, which he is a modern day apostle of Jesus Christ. And it's in a talk that he called The Virtue of Kindness. And he says, "Kindness is the essence of greatness and the fundamental characteristic of the noblest men and women I have ever known. Kindness is a passport that opens doors and fashions friends. It softens hearts and molds relationships that can last lifetimes. Kind words not only lift our spirits in the moment they are given, but they can linger with us over the years." And I definitely can relate to the lingering over the years. If you've experienced an outreach of love, acts of service and kindness through a sickness, through a surgery, through a death, through a baby being born, whatever it might be, when those people have reached out, those feelings in your brain and in your heart to want to go and do the same thing for others is powerful. And we have the power to do that every day in our interactions with people, in the grocery store, at the bank, over the phone. There's so many opportunities via text. If somebody's name pops into your head, you know, throw them a text. There's so many opportunities and ways that our kindness can be contagious. Our love can be contagious. Our light, our hope can be contagious. I thought, as I was sitting here thinking over the last couple weeks in my nook and crannies of my brain during the other things that have been going on, but what can we do? How can we be better at being contagious and putting contagious people around us that have those attributes that we want to grow? And it made me think, one, evaluate your life. What friends or what acquaintances or what coworkers are adding those attributes that you need or you don't need? Contention, anger, miserableness. Who's exuding that? Who's adding that to your life? And sometimes that's family members, so that's hard, and even at work. But you can choose who you associate with outside of your home. You can choose who you bring into your life in extracurricular activities or times or conversations that add to the value of your life or take away those values that are important to you. And it's literally contagious. Those attributes are. So who are you putting in your life? And you know what? It is not bad to avoid someone who is not good for you. It's still Christ-like to wish them the best, to be happy for their happiness, to want and pray and hope that they'll find peace and happiness, but you don't need to invite them into your life if they don't add that to yours. Don't feel guilty about that. Don't bring people into your life or keep people in your life that are causing you to grow those attributes that you don't want to grow any longer. You can pull back a little bit. You cannot be as involved. You can decline an invitation here or there. If it's at work and it's a coworker, you don't go chat at the water cooler as much as you used to. I mean, be creative. And if you don't know, go to the Lord. Pray. He will help you learn how to better navigate those waters of choosing and displacing friends that are good for you or that aren't good for you. So that was my step two, was eliminate. So one, evaluate your life. Two, eliminate. Eliminate, even though it might be hard, using that prayer and using that guidance and your energy and your spirit, eliminate those possible people and situations that contribute to that anger being contagious. And number three, create kindness in your life and in the life of others. We have discussed today how one person can make a difference. So if people that you love, that you live with, that you can't unfriend, no matter on some days you feel like it, your attitude, your aura, your energy, your light, your love, your concern will help them and soften their hearts, whether you can see it now or not, whether they accept it now or not. Down the road, you never know what good you do. And you can go to sleep at night knowing you're trying your best. Even if people are rejecting that and they're in this angry state and they want to be around people that make them still continue to feel that way, that's okay. Each of us have our own choice and you never know what good you do. You never, ever know. And I love in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, God says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And especially in this time right now with the climate, with the virus and everything going on, it's easy to get sucked down a road that is not healthy and good for us. Choose to be someone this coming week, this coming month, this coming year, to add to someone's energy, love, and light. It is contagious. And share and spread that love and kindness, because we need it now more than ever. I love you guys, and I'm excited to be launching some fun new things, and hopefully I'll be able to have that all ready to tell you about next week. Have a great week. I love you guys.